this is a dictation for Joanne Macrae. J like Japan, O-A-N-N. Last name Macrae. M, C like Charlie, C like Charlie, R-I. The birth is 3-19-44. And date of service is 12-13-2022. The patient is here for evaluation. She reports that she is extremely claustrophobic, getting the MRI. However, she is suffering from pain in the multiple areas of the body, especially the left shoulder. Especially the right shoulder, which is 9 to 10, and currently it is between 6 and 7. She reports of severe pain in the right knee, which is 9 to 10, and now it is 8. Pain in the right hand is also reported, and she has a dupuytren's contracture, and she has a weakness of the right arm where she drops her phone and the dinner plate and glass. She has a problem of HIV. She has a problem with the lupus and rheumatoid arthritis leading to these kind of pains. She was referred from Dr. Melvin Murphy, where she was treated for a while on narcotics. Today she reports that her pain continues. She has a fleeting arthritis, and main pain is in the right shoulder and right hand and right knee. These pains vary from 6 to 8. Radials that are affected are 7, especially general activity, mood, and sleep, while a relationship with other people and enjoyment of life are affected 6. 70% improvement in the pain as reported by the patient. And in the system review, nothing is checked. In neurology side, no dizziness, vertigo, headaches, vision disturbance are reported, no blackout, seizures, and no issue with anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right shoulder, the right hand, right knee. Other than that, no other issues. Slight difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. And the 30 days patient reports no changes in the pain level and no new medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse, none is reported. Full compliance is reported. Patient does not use any marijuana. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 153 over 62, pulse is 84, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is sent from previous visit, which is 11-8-2022, dictation number 1109-029. The patient is reporting that she is benefiting at the physical therapy. She wants to continue some more physical therapy, which is perfectly fine. We suggested to use some prednisone 10 milligram tablet for 10 days to identify a specific benefit towards anti-inflammatory effect of healing, in addition to naproxen, which is okay. Lidocaine gel was also provided for topical pain relief. Xanax 1 milligram at night, and Tylenol codeine number 4 was provided for pain relief. Next is provided for your anxiety that one has been complaining. So far, patient will continue on Alavil and Lidocaine patches as well. And previously, on the first visit, she was provided with the medications of naproxen, Prilosec, and Voltaren gel, which will continue. She has a refill on them. The patient was ordered a MRI for right shoulder and right knee. However, and the MRI is open, patient has not yet done them, and the patient was advised to get this MRI done so that this can be final pathology can be identified and a proper treatment can be instituted. Patient was provided knee brace for further help. She is a 78-year-old African-American female. She is not very apt onto having a surgery or even injection treatment, but at least we can find out the pathology. And then she has been advised about marijuana certification and chronic use of marijuana allowed by the state of Michigan for recreational and therapeutic reasons. Patient understands all of these options, and she is definitely not considering any physical options for knee surgery. All they've discussed with her and her dictation. Thank you.